My name's Erin Rarica, and I'm currently at the University of Maryland in the National Cancer Institute.
And what are you studying, Erin?
My training is in physics, but I spent the last 6 years learning cell biology, so I feel like I'm both a physicist and a cell biologist, and now I'm trying to figure out how to link those two disciplines together.
And what in particular is your project?
Well, I don't know that I have particular projects, so I'm interested in how cells move and what triggers guide them in their process. And so I'm going to ask that question on all sorts of different scales in order to get to the answer as opposed to just one particular approach.
So what did you get out of this meeting on metastatic cancer?
So I learned a lot. One of my takeaways is there's different timescales in this process. So there's the tumor growth itself, which seems to be slow. And because it's slow, maybe not so much is actually known about how it progresses and whether it progresses constantly or at different rates or what are its triggers to change its growth pattern. The actual process of metastasis seems to be really fast. So once a cell leaves the bloodstream, the data is not clear, but it seems that, you know, on the order of a day, the cell has now found a new site, and now it's going to go and turn into a tumor, which is, again, going to be a very slow process. So it's an interesting question to me right now as to whether we go after that really fast but perhaps vulnerable state that happens in a day, or do we go back and concentrate and think about how do we make the slow phases even slower or less likely to shed?
So when you say the slow phase, you mean the primary tumor, is that right?
The growing phase of a tumor, whether it's the primary tumor or the result of a metastasis event that happened and then has to grow to reach a clinical detection stage or a place where it's having effect. Those two processes seem to happen over orders of years, or depending on the environment, by the time you detect, you have 2 months. But nobody's saying that that process happens in a day, but they are talking about metastasis happening on the order of hours to a day.
But no one knows how long those tumor cells might circulate in the blood.
No, that seems to be an open question too, as to really how long that they're going through there and what fraction remains a circulating tumor versus get cleared by your immune system, and really what are the factors that are helping that clearance process go. So I think that becomes really interesting targets for experiment, is if you can figure that out.
One thing that I heard that I was quite interested in is where these cancer cells might actually leave the bloodstream.
Right, so the question of where the cancer cells get out of the bloodstream. So the feeling in it was that they behave and get out of the bloodstream in similar places as your white blood cells get out of the bloodstream. And that makes a lot of sense. But I was surprised that nobody's seen it, that it's not a definitive knowledge. So is it, again, that it happens so fast that it's something that we can't experimentally get at? Or are there multiple mechanisms that allow them to get out different ways? But that seems to be an important problem to figure out. Is it the capillary? Is it the post-capillary vena? Nobody thought it was the artery, but nobody actually looked either. So, yeah, I think it's a very good question as to where it gets out. I don't even necessarily care how it gets out, right? But where seems to be an important question.
And then people still don't know where these cells actually go and hide out and how long they hide out for.
Right. That seems to be a stage of considerable confusion, with quite a few people having very strong beliefs that that is a regulated, organized process, and other people arguing that this is still somewhat stochastic, and that if you get enough cells in the blood, you will have them search out all spaces and only a few of them will win. So those seem to be somewhat competing pictures, and I left interested but not sure about a resolution.
What were the other main issues that you heard about?
I think that the practice of experiment and interpretation of data and the controls seem to be a major issue, because the science is so complicated, it's difficult to reproduce. And so coming from a physics background where things are simple and we insist that another group can be able to do them, it seems that I don't want to say rigor, because that passes judgment in the situation, but because of the complexities, it's difficult to synthesize information because it comes with different caveats.
So how do you think things should change?
Well, I know that in my own lab, I'm going to do multiple different cell culture conditions. So if varying cell culture means you get different answers, then I think that needs to be one of the dials in my lab, because I can't just pick, you know, one favorite person that I happen to be friends with and use their cultural style, right? Because everybody's doing something different. And so I will only be leashing my horn to one particular approach. So that is going to be a new dial in my laboratory. We're going to try things 10 different ways and see which features of cancer are robust to these sorts of changes and concerns that people have.
Were you encouraged by the stuff you heard today? Do you think that we're making progress, or what's your opinion?
That's a good question. I would say my enthusiasm waxed and waned. I think last night and this morning I was really raring to go. I felt I had some good ideas, that there were places to go that we could make progress. Right now I think I'm tired. I think I'll get back to that. I do think that this notion of trying to pull large peoples together and at least talk about problems in order to figure out the right ones to go after can only be beneficial. So I leave hopeful.
So lots of issues, lots of things to study, lots of discussion maybe for another conference.
Yes, it would be nice to do a follow-up. At least those that are interested who end up doing some science that is a result of this, it would be interesting to see a follow-up and get the feedback from these individuals as to where they think it should go next. That would be fun.